Hello, my name is Kristen Cathy, and welcome to Impact Ed, the official podcast for ALEAF ISD. I am so excited to be here with three amazing young ladies. They're all graduating seniors because that's what we do here in ALEAF. And they're here to talk to us to continue the conversation about our student stories and so much more. So we're going to start right on over here. You tell the audience who you are.
Hello, my name is Emily Vasquez, and I am a senior at Elsick High School.
All right.
Hi, my name is Jayla Steptoe, and I am a senior at Hastings High School.
Hi, my name is Mickey O'Dano, and I am a senior at Hastings.
Thank you, ladies, so much for coming to take some time out of your extremely busy schedule. Of course, you're getting ready to graduate. I heard we have a prom queen in our midst. I don't know who that is. Is that person here with us today?
Yes, she is.
All right, there we go. We have track stars. We have the heartbeat of the Ram store. So we have three amazing young ladies that, of course, are representative of everything we have here in the district. So about a few weeks ago, I sat down with your amazing business teachers and Ms. Erica, who helps us with, of course, with CTE to talk about our stores that we have here in the district, in particular, our stores we have at Hastings and our store that we just essentially reopened at Elsick High School. And so they said, hey, we need to hear from the kids. And I thought that that's really important for us to do, right? Because we want to really know about how this whole process works. You know, we've been told that you guys truly run the store from stocking, checking people out, customer service. So, you know, if you're comfortable, we really want to kind of hear a little bit about that today. So we're going to start right over here with you. Tell us a little bit about your experience working with the Ram Stop.
So in the Ram Stop, we all work together. As soon as we go in, we just put our stuff away and then get ready as soon as we get in. So we make quick conversations about who's going to be where, who's going to be doing what, who's going to be working the card machine, who's going to be guiding the customers, who's going to be working the ice cream, who's going to do all that. So it gets really busy.
Okay.
So we all teamwork to be able to work together.
That's good. That's good. That's good. Okay, and tell us about your experience, ladies, over at Hastings.
Well, I work a shift during lunch.
Okay.
So as I'm coming from fourth period, I try to get to the store as soon as possible because we have a lot of kids that come during passing periods. And then there's kids that work in the store and they have to go to class. So it's like you want to relieve them. And you also want to make sure the lines are not getting too long because the students also have to go to class. So I get in there. I relieve whoever. My teacher's usually in there helping us. And It's very, like, rushed. They have to hurry, but I don't want to mess up because there's a lot of students that I want a cookie, and it's like, well, what cookie do you want? We have, like, five cookies.
Yes.
And, like, you have to be very patient. Like, don't get frustrated, but it's very fun when I work in there.
Cool, cool. What about you, Mickey?
I work second period. Second period isn't as busy as fifth period, but we also do a lot with stocking ice cream and stocking in a bag. We get deliveries every Mondays and Thursdays.
Okay.
Usually when we get our deliveries, we already know where to put them, mm-hmm. whether it goes in the freezers or it goes in the bag. Basically.
Now, was this your first experience as far as working? Like, was this your first jobs or had any of you had jobs before?
No, I've had jobs before.
You've had jobs before?
Yes.
No job for you?
Yes.
You did? Yes. Where did you work?
Like outside of school?
Yeah.
Yeah. I worked at Burlington.
Burlington. Okay. Mm-hmm. What about you?
I've worked at Funplex. I've worked at Amazon. And I've worked at the Children's Place in the mall. So I'm familiar when it comes down to retailing, working with customers.
Well, see, that's a good thing. What about you, Mickey?
I have worked at Foot Locker.
Yes.
The bare necessities is giving me more experience, actually.
There you go. Yeah.
When I first started working at Foot Locker, I had to work in the back because I wasn't really too fond of talking to the customers, but at school in the store I have to like interact. It's only four of us, so I have to interact with the customers, take orders, and it made me more comfortable in my work outside of school.
And that's good. That's what I think, you know, that's part of the conversation that your teachers told me about a couple weeks ago. Like, talk to the kids because they can really share their perspective on how it is working in the store. I think I mentioned to them that I worked for a very, very brief period of time at McDonald's when I was 16. I was like, you know what, this is not the life for me. And then later on, I worked retail at Victoria's Secret and Bath and Body Works and so on and so forth. But I'm a person that naturally talks. So I don't think it really bothered me. But then when you think about students, like what you said, Mickey, like I don't mind doing the work, but I don't want to do all that interacting type of thing. But when you're in a situation like you are at school where you're interacting with your peers and you essentially are wanting the same things, that's a great thing to really be able to share, that it's helping to, you know, bring you out of your shell. It's helping, like you said, with customer service, because working at Children's Place, and I buy a lot of stuff for my son there. I know it. Listen, you got to ask me about credit cards, you know.
You got to get credit cards.
That's
right. You got the shipment.
That's
right. The customers that we want Jamboree. Well, we don't have Jamboree, but I could order for you.
That's
know?
Right.
And like the attitude, it was very... It built character for me because it's like when you're dealing with students versus adults, like it's very different because adults are more demanding. Like, you need this, you need to do this. And it's like with kids, it's just like, well, I want this, I want that. And it's just like, it definitely changed your perspective on talking to people because I used to be scared to talk to people. So it's like, when I was at work, it was like, oh, like, I'm here to check you out. Here's your change. And like, I was kind of bad at counting the register. So like, when I work at the store, like, okay, it's like, I work here and I also work at school, so I was getting more experience with getting comfortable with counting money. Yes. So when I went to work, I got better at counting money, giving people change back.
Yeah.
So this was working there, it definitely helped me a lot when I was working in retail.
Good, good. And we also talked about that as far as commerce is concerned, right? Because most of us now are using your tap in your phone or you have your card or so on and so forth. So the whole process of actually, like you said, counting money and giving change really is something that we're seeing dwindle a little bit. But we want to make sure that we try to continue with that in the stores because it's still something that we all need to know, like math regardless. Mm-hmm. So if somebody has to return something, even though they may not necessarily do it in the stores that you currently work in school. But as you said, when you're working on the outside, you have to be able to understand like how to navigate that. Mm-hmm. And of course, as you also said, you know, you're working with people with different attitudes as a parent, as an adult. I'm pretty sure I may have been, you know, that difficult customer. I try not to be because I worked in retail. So I get it. But you're saying that, like, of course, this lines up essentially with what you were doing on the outside. Like, it literally is a real job, right?
Yes, it is. In the store, there really isn't that many customers that have different attitudes.
Okay.
Like, there's most customers that are similar to each other, but they just don't know it.
Okay. So,
like, during the first lunch, there's a lot of people who come in who are just our regulars. Okay. People who are regulars and have the same good attitude with us, but then people who are not regulars, we try to make them come back.
Okay.
So we can learn them, learn what they want, learn what they want to try new. And we also try to get their perspective on what we should add to the store.
That's good. Okay. That's where I was going next. So when you're thinking about items to order, right? I, your teacher gave me this amazing basket. I had these red velvet cookies. I didn't technically have it because my son took it out of the basket and ate it and took it to school along with some hot chips or something, I believe I was told. And I was like, okay, this is it. And I think for you guys, they were talking about like ice cream and so on and so forth. Do you guys have input on, let's say, we know that this item sells very well, but this one doesn't. Do you guys look at that?
Yes.
Oh, so you do? Okay.
At our store, the red velvets, every person that comes through that line gets a red velvet cookie.
Really?
Yes. Like, we sell about 200 a day. We sell a lot of red velvets.
200, wow.
Yes. And then we also have other cookies. We have triple chocolate and chocolate chip cookies.
He had the triple chocolate. He ate that too. Yes.
People love those too. And then we also have ice cream and other drinks.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's good. That's really good. What about you?
In our store, we have these little brookies. They're brownie cookies.
Oh.
And we have the red velvet cookies. And then we just started using the fudge brownies, these fudge brownies. The red velvets are the main ones out the door. The fudge brownies are, they're getting there.
Yeah.
And the brookies, they're doing all right.
They're doing okay.
The red velvets, you sell about, I want to say like 4 boxes a day.
Really?
Yes. They go out really quickly. And whenever we don't have them, students get frustrated. They're like, when are you going to get more?
Yes.
When's the next shipment? really frustrated with that.
Yes.
And then they come back the next day. They're probably not there. But then the day after that, when they come in,
they'll get some more.
Yep. They get more than we expected. They'll probably get like 6 cookies, 10 cookies. Yes, there's a lot of students that get over 5 cookies.
Yeah. Yes. Really?
10 cookies, 5, yes.
Now, mind you, again, I still haven't tasted it because he ate it. But, I mean, he wants to bring it all to second grade. So, obviously, you know, I'm going to have to buy some more whenever that time comes. So, that's completely awesome. So, even when you're thinking about your store, I remember that we went to the ribbon cutting of the store. And I thought, oh, my gosh, this is, you know, it's so beautiful. And you're an amazing business teacher. You know, I can kind of see him behind the scenes. He said, no, this is the kids, this is for y'all. Y'all got to go out there and y'all have to talk. And, and you could really see the pride that you all felt in, you know, this is our store. This is something that we have. We really put our blood, sweat, and tears into it. And he's like, yeah, we're going to be able to put the window up so the kids can come and shop here and so on and so forth. So can you tell our audience a little bit about that particular experience for your ribbon cutting?
That day, I sadly wasn't there.
Yes.
I had something unfortunate happen. But I was supposed to be the one who was speaking.
You're speaking right. Yeah.
But I heard that my friend, Shelly.
She did a really good job. Yeah, she stood up for you. Yes, she did.
I'm very proud of her.
Yes.
Very happy for her. but during in the store, the window, it does well. It doesn't do as much as
people when people they come in the store. Yes. Okay. Okay.
We try to lead them to the window so they can avoid all the crowdedness.
Okay.
So
okay.
The window is usually for people who don't like to be crowded in,
okay.
in the store.
Okay.
So the window does very differently from it does everything different. Else.
Yeah.
And I work the card machine.
Oh, you do? Okay, yes. Good.
I personally work the card machine.
How do you feel about that?
That it's okay. It's okay. It's not bad. But I have to be very precise of how much I put in for the money.
Okay.
Because I don't want to go over and I don't want to go under.
Yes.
And I don't want them to like say, oh, it's $5. But it's actually like $8.
Yes.
So it's a lot of communication with the card machine too.
Okay.
And yeah, there's a lot. That goes on.
That goes
in the
on
store.
With that. Yeah. Okay. So your card machine. Mm-hmm. So tell me your role again at the store. Well, you do multiple things, I'm sure, right?
Yeah. Like I want to jump with what you said, like communication. Like
yeah.
When you started, we had partners, so it's like
okay.
It was me and Tien, or like me and Jaden. If I'm checking people out, they're pudding. So I'm like, all right, you want a red velvet? You want a triple chocolate? I'm red velvet, triple chocolate. So like, it's some more of a communication. We're not running into
yes,
each other. So it's like
that's good.
That makes the store flow more. It flows more because like. When we first started, we were bumping into each other. We were grabbing the wrong stuff. And the main thing that gets confusing, like, we have these chips called Fantastics. It's a cheese Fantastic. It's a hot Fantastic. Mm-hmm. So kids will come in there, can I get a Fantastic? And you're like,
which one?
Uh-huh. They're like, cheese Fantastic, but I didn't run you for a hot Fantastic. So it kind of throws our system off. So it's like, you have to be more all right.
Yes.
If we're in the store together, mm-hmm. hey, they want a Fantastic, grab a hot Fantastic and grab this. So as I'm checking you up, when mm-hmm. I put everything, I'm going to check on the counter, make sure everything matches my computer, and then I'm going to check you out. So... I think we usually switch. Like, if Mondays, I'm usually on the register. Tuesdays, then I'm pulling. So
oh, okay.
That's kind of how we have it.
That's good. So, like, you're a runner, so you don't have to do everything.
No.
It's not like you're opening the store, doing everything by yourself.
No.
You have to have
a
partner.
If I go, we don't have to, but it's usually, like, four of us in the store. So, two
oh,
people
that's
are
a good
pulling,
number.
Two people are on the register, and we have two lines. So,
okay.
Sometimes our card machine messes up, so it's, all right, one's card, one's cash. And that kind of feels better to me because it's just, okay, we all know life's two lines. Pick a line, which one you want to go to.
That's true.
So that kind of works out for me.
That's good. That's good. What about you, Mickey?
Second period, it's me and three other people. We usually have me and another boy on the registers and then two other people pulling.
Okay.
It usually works pretty smoothly because they know to just look at the tablet to see what we put in.
Okay.
And then they just know to grab it and come put it on the counter. And then next person comes up and I put it in. They look at the screen and then just grab it. So it works pretty smoothly.
So you guys have, what you're basically saying, you have a really strong system.
Yeah. Yes.
Which, of course, is important. So, again, we're talking about effective communication. We're talking about customer service. As much as we like to think sometimes that the things we learn in school we may not ever need, but the math, of course, is perfect too, right? Because everything isn't foolproof. But knowing that you have a strong concept of how that works is really important because it shows how effective you guys are in working, you know, in the store. So let's pivot to talk about your amazing business teachers, right? These, I can see the smiles on your faces, I know, just kind of like glowing, you know, from the inside. Because again, having sat down with them a few weeks ago, they are so, so proud of you all. They do not take credit for anything. They say, no, these are our kids. I love my kids. They do it all. I'm going to be so sad when they leave. I hope they come back. Emily, tell me about your teacher.
He is an amazing teacher. I have him for two class periods. I have him for a business class,
okay.
And I also have him for the retail class. And he's just a wonderful person.
Mm-hmm.
He's just very, he's warming. Like, when his presence is warm. So whenever I walk into class, I have a smile on my face.
Yeah.
So he has a smile on his face.
Yes.
And it's just very... How do I say this? Comforting. He's very comforting.
Yeah. And that's what you need, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like when you're thinking about first part of the day, everybody don't want to get up. Everybody's not a morning person, right? And you come to school, you want to see a smiling face because nobody knows what happened, you know, the night before, the morning you woke up, so on and so forth. So knowing that, you know, he's that sense of comfort
mm-hmm.
and peace, you know, I think that's really important. That's wonderful to hear because I can guarantee you he feels that same way about you guys.
Yes, he's a very understanding person.
Yes, yes.
And he just wants to know more.
Mm-hmm.
So he wants to know more about us, about ways to run the store. He wants to know more about what we like, what we don't like,
mm-hmm.
what we feel is best for the store, what we feel is not best for the store. He's just like a person who wants input.
Yeah.
He needs input to be able to do better.
Yes.
So I saw the last podcast about him saying sinking or swimming. Sinking or swimming, yeah.
Yeah.
He has taught me how to swim.
I love that.
In the beginning, I was a very quiet person. Mm-hmm. I was in his business class, and he asked me if I wanted to be in his realtor class, and I said, yeah, because it was just something new. I wanted to try it, and I loved it. I love it so much. It has brought me out of my bubble.
I love
it. It has brought me to be more outgoing with people. It just, him just in general, he has taught me a lot.
I love that.
And I feel like him teaching me more, mm-hmm. it's bringing me to more brighter future. So,
oh, that's awesome.
It's making me know what I want to do with my life.
I love that. I love that. Michelle, what about you, babe?
Okay, sit up when I say this.
Okay. All right. Let's sit up. Let's see what we have.
When I first met Ms. Mazar, I had started my endorsement. Well, I was new to the school.
Okay.
Because I come from Marshall. So right. It was like a whole different environment. Like they had food for instance. I'm like, what? Like new stuff. And she was just so sweet. Like I didn't know much about her, but I had one of her friends, Ms. Good. And that's where I got all my certificates and stuff at. And then when I had her class, because I had her last year, I had for global business and virtual business. So we built our relationship like that. And I always knew she was a nice person. Like, she's always the outgoing. She goes above and above mm-hmm. for her students. And I noticed that about her a lot because I know me, like, I'm very quiet. I don't really talk to a lot of people like that. But when I had her this year, our bond kind of got closer. Mm-hmm. And I always told her, like, she's going to do good things in life. Like, I even told her, like, she's going to be teacher of the year. And she didn't believe me. And she did.
That's right.
And,
that's right.
Like, I'm just very proud of her because she has definitely brought me out of my bubble. Like, I'd be wanting to be in her class for no reason. Like, she is the teacher that a lot of kids come and sit in her class during lunch. Like, her class is always packed. Like, and she'll welcome anybody. Like, she is nice to everybody. She'll give you food. She'll give you a shot off her back. Like, my teacher is very sweet. And I really hate that when you get close to people, you know, you got to graduate. You don't really see them after that. And she's taught me how to count money, stock, like, even other stuff that's outside of school. Like, she taught me a lot. And I'm very happy, like, that she's getting actually recognized for that. Because there's a lot that she actually do a lot for kids. And they don't get, like, recognition for that. And I've seen her stay in grade papers and still have to manage a whole business. Because it's not just so that's the whole business she runs. And even down to the making shirts and stuff, like, we help her. But, like, it's just one person doing a lot of things. And it's like, you teach, like, four or five different classes, and you still manage to get stuff on time. Like, she stays after school and she gets the stuff done. And it's like, I don't know anybody who does that. Like, I don't think there's any other teacher on Hastings that can replace her and does the stuff that she does. And even with her recent award she got, like, I was shocked because I'm like, what? Like,
yeah.
Who wins stuff like that? Like,
yeah, and you said, like, she was shocked,
yeah,
right?
Like, when I saw the picture, I just wanted to cry because, like, finally, like, she actually got something I prayed for her to get. Like, I'm so proud of my teacher, and I'm going to be really sad when I graduate because it's just like, I don't want her to replace me. I want her to be her favorite.
And guess what? You probably will be. That's okay.
Like, I'm probably going to come back and buy all the cookies and stuff.
There you go.
I love her so much, and I'm really thankful that God placed her in my life because you don't come across a lot of people like that once or twice or at all general. And I hope she goes far in life, like really far, because, like, she's great.
I love that. What about you, Mickey?
I have known Ms. Mazarik since I was a sophomore.
Okay.
I can't say I'm ready to leave her this year. I'm really not.
I know.
I have learned a lot from Ms. Mazarik, and she's the most supportive person I know. And she also makes sure, she always makes sure you're okay. Not just from, like, the business class and stuff, but she's a great person overall. Everybody has great things to say about her, always.
Yes.
I'm really not ready to leave.
Yeah, I know. I know. And, you know, that's a good pivot to where we're getting ready to go now. When we talk about experiences that students can have here in A-Leaf, you all have answered that. You've talked about that it's not just solely about education, like the book part, right? You know, the reading, writing, arithmetic. But what you ladies talked about today were those life lessons. And you also talked about the importance of having strong educators in your life. My favorite teacher is Miss Mary Lathan. She was my 11th grade AP English teacher. I love her. I've talked about her when I was installed this year as president of the Texas School Public Relations Association. Just a little slight flex from Port Arthur ISD, but that's okay. Yeah. You know, I mention her all the time because she truly was that person for me. She was the person that put the bug in me to make me want to be a journalist because that's what she went to school for. So when we think about those nuggets that you talked about with Daryl and then, of course, with Ms. Mazarik, I think that that's a testament to who they are. I'm sure they would have been that anywhere, but they were where they were supposed to be for you right here in A-Leaf. Know that They're always going to be with you. Again, I graduated from high school in the 90s, 1997, and she's still my favorite. We talk, you know, all the time, so on and so forth. So know that, you know, she gave back and she through this position, and that's what you should be able to do too. So as we get ready to close, ladies, we're talking about you're closing out this chapter in your life in A-Leaf, right? Yes. Getting ready to graduate. I don't know how many days we have left. Not that many, probably.
Only like 2 weeks.
Two weeks, right? 2 weeks. So, Emily, I'm going to start with you. Why don't you tell the audience, if you're comfortable, what your next plans are?
My plans for after high school are to go straight to college.
Okay.
I want to be able to work in real estate and work in any type of business, such as that I'm still working on. I want to be a lawyer too, or a lawyer. There's a lot of things I want to do in my life. I just don't want to focus on like
just one thing. Yeah.
Yes. Like real estate. I heard that Coach Hawkins, he has his own little real estate.
Yes, he does. Yes. He talked about that. See, there you go. See, there's other life lessons. You never know.
Yeah, he has. He does so much. He does so much, but it's never so little. So I want to be able to do more too.
Yes.
That's what I learned from him, to do more. More than you're supposed to.
I love that. I love that. What you got, Michelle?
Okay, when I graduate, I actually want to go to the Navy.
Awesome.
I want to travel. Like, I want to see stuff I haven't seen before. I don't want to just be stuck in one spot.
Yeah.
So I think that would be a great opportunity for me because I don't want to get hindered from anything. Like, it's a little scary because you're going to be, like, away from your family. But I think this would be very good for me to experience stuff I haven't experienced before because life is short. So it's just, like, I don't want to stay and, like, work a 9-to-5. Like, it's there. It'll always be there. But I want to do what I know people believe in me, like, doing. Like, they see me doing big things, so I want to do it. I want to say, like, I want to be the first Navy salesman in my family. Like,
all right.
I want to do big things in life, and I know I can do it.
That's right. That's right. Miss Mickey, what you have, my dear?
I will also be going into real estate.
Okay.
I'm getting my license. I'll be getting my license this summer.
Okay. And all right.
I hope to soon go into real estate development to have my own places, like businesses and stuff. Yes. But as of next year, I'll be going to university.
Awesome. Wow. I mean, I don't think that I knew what I was going to do, let alone all of this type of stuff. So again, that is so wonderful, ladies. Please know that A-Leaf ISD is so proud of you. I'm so honored to have been able to sit down with you guys. We know that you're definitely going to go far. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in to Impact Ed here for A-Leaf ISD. We are so excited that you tuned in with us. Make sure you continue to follow us on YouTube, on Facebook, on Instagram, on X, on LinkedIn. And we want to say a special congratulations to the amazing class of 2025. We wish you all the best. Make sure you come back and see us. And remember, always be A-Leaf proud. Bye-bye.
This has been an AMP production.